You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Stephanie Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Take that hit. Let's start this shit.
Okay.
I'm completely doing this sober. I just have a Diet Coke sponsor. Well, just simply a fan.
Let me crack one open and pull them for the homies. Look how cute this little miniature bottle is.
Oh, but the homies. What is that?
It's a miniature. It's a mini bottle. That's how big it is. It's the palm of my hand.
Cute.
It's a mini moonshine.
That is so cute.
You're saving right, the group.
Oh. it's fine. Hey, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what? I'm on a Zoom call with my fucking girl, Jaffa fucking Bryant.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I miss you. I wish we could, like, be in person together.
I know. This is the only time I've dressed up. Like, I was like, I'm going to get dressed up. This is the only thing I could do. Oh, I should have put heels.
It's fine. No one's going to see it. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're Zoom calls are always so awkward because it's just like, you talk, I talk.
We'll get it.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, as you can tell, we are currently in quarantine, unlike every motherfucker out there right now celebrating and have a barbecue with their friends, not wearing a mask. But we decided to stay home, follow the rules, and do a Q&A episode with all your guys' fucking questions.
Hey.
So, Jaffa, so you've been going real... Everyone's knowing you on fucking TikTok. Just want to let you know that. You don't even have a fucking account that people are, like, a fan of yours.
I don't have the TikTok. I don't know how to use the TikTok. But... I like that you send it to me. I'm like, thank you. This is as much as I can do. You know what I mean? I don't know how to work those things. And plus, I know I would get addicted and be like, yeah, with all the food
try
videos
to
or
work.
Something.
Try to network.
Yeah, I would. I would. And I would I would probably go $2. So you could like restrain myself and to get off the TikTok.
I'll just run your account. How about that?
There we go. We can have a dual account. I'll be like... Yeah. Let me just send you photos. I'll be like on the toilet.
Photos.
I know.
So, okay. I put up a little question box on Instagram for those who wanted to ask sex questions. We got a bunch. On top of just...
There's a lot.
Just on top of people DMing me being like, hey, you know, and ask me these questions. So, I love doing these Q&As because you guys, obviously, I'm still on hiatus because I can't be recording episodes with my friends because of social distancing. But these Q&As are kind of a fun way to interact with you guys and answer your questions. And Jaffa is just fucking hilarious, so let's do this. These are just our conversations because we FaceTime like every day anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, so hey, friend. Hey, different.
Like, me and Jaffa FaceTime all the time. So, this is literally just us just recording our FaceTimes.
Well, there we go. That's a little bit better lighting. Before, it's getting a little bright in here.
It's cool. It's fine. You're good. All right. So number one, I got this question a lot, and I even answered this in my last Q&A with my friend Jess, but I felt like I could use the question with you because we all got our own little stories with this one. So number one is, when did you lose your virginity? Does it hurt? Yeah. We'll get into that. But yeah, all right, I'm asking you, when did you lose your virginity?
18. I waited, bitch.
Wait, really? 18 with who?
I waited. Okay.
Why did you wait?
I guess I won't name him, but this dude that was older. The reason why I waited, to be honest, and I thought that was the most adorable question, so I'm really excited. But I'm so excited. I think that's so fucking cute because I'm 30 now. So I'm like, what virginity? You know? You know? What virginity are you talking about? Like, which hole?
I have to like reflect back because I'm like, I know I was 16, but I don't even remember what exactly happened when I lost my virginity. Like, it's crazy.
What?
I mean, I kind of remember, but not really.
Oh, what do you mean?
I don't know. It just wasn't like, I just don't really, I have kind of a bad memory. But anyways, continue with your story. So you're 18 years old. He was older. How much older was he?
He was 23. So okay. I did the whole high school bit. Like, I didn't have any fucking friends. And the friends that I did have went to the alternative school across the street because, I mean, okay, because you're getting a tick-tick following now. I know that tick-tick following be a bunch of biracial, beautiful butterflies. And you know, from one to the next. Because being Black and Filipina in Seattle, so I didn't really have any friends. So then I got a job. And I was volunteering with this group and shit. So I was 18. I was working at this snowboard shop, which was dope. It was like my dream job. Mm. So I got there and then this motherfucker worked across the alleyway. So I literally like, there was a window and I could see things in there. I couldn't eat pizza because I'm allergic to dairy. Mm. But then I went in there and I think he told my coworkers to give the number to me. And I was like, what the fuck? You know? Yeah. Give me yourself, bitch, you know. But that didn't happen. Long story short, it was 18. It was actually quite nice because, to be honest, for me, I did not want to choose somebody I would be in love with.
Really? Because I wanted to be in love with my person that I lost her virginity to.
Okay, so here's my reasoning why. Back in the day, my friends, when they were 14 predominantly, and 15, bruh, no shit, they were, like, losing it left and right. But then every fucking time, so I was, like, that Lola mom that people would call it an emergency, and I'd be like, okay, I have a pamphlet. I have a pamphlet for you. I have
tons of pamphlets. Pamphlet for everything.
I have tons of pamphlets. I did. I had AIDS pamphlets and shit and HIV, and I had, like, gonorrhea, syphilis. I had all the things because I was reading up, so I was so fucking scared. And, like, how can I prevent this? Long story short, they were like, don't touch nobody, baby. Don't touch nobody. So I was like, okay. I go, that's nobody. So all my friends would be calling at 14, crying. I had left him. He took my virginity, and now he just broke my heart. So my ass, back in the day, I would have to steal bicycles in my mother's car, and I would drive down to a friend's house just to help, like, pick her up off the floor, you know?
Right,
after
right.
seeing that 2-3 times and getting phone calls, bitch, I had to get a plan B at, like, 14 by myself. I went to the store, and I was so fucking scared. I went, and I was like,
are you allowed to get a plan B at 14 years old without like
I don't even think so. I think you have to have like at that time too, you have like a note, like a doctor's note.
Right.
So I think I had to go get one. I don't know. Or I could have been 15, and I think 15 might have been the consent age. So I got one for my friend. And after that, oh my God, I've gotten so many plan B pills for my friends. So I waited till 18, and then I got someone older because I'm not fucking a child. I'm not gonna fuck a child, like chicken legs. Chicken legs and I are a no. I'm not going to fuck someone where if I look down and they've got these tiny beakers like, underneath me, I'm not. I can't. So he was older and like a man, but I definitely did not. I didn't feel that much. I just felt more safe.
Did he know that he really was taking your virginity?
Yeah, we talked about it before because I'm not quiet. I said all the tea. I was like, so listen, I never had my poom poom answered. So you can't answer my phone for me. So we had conversation. So we had many conversations. Like I even had the blue balls conversation because at that point I hadn't had like canoodling with many balls in the daylight in like closets and shit back in the day. You like bangy secretly, but you did like I waited. So I got a lot of discovery through that, but I waited because I didn't want to be. I didn't want to have that heartbreak when I knew I wanted multiple partners. I wasn't trying to get to like, you know, whatever fucking number. I didn't want to get too high necessarily, not for any particular reason. I knew I wanted to sleep with more than a few people so I can understand what I liked, you know, what I didn't like. And that could range whatever the fuck number. So I don't know. I waited. I don't regret it at all, because all the horror stories I hear and like people not remembering stuff, I remember vividly.
I mean, I wasn't drunk or anything. I just like, for me,
but it wasn't good enough for you to remember.
Yeah. I mean, for me on my end, I did want to lose it to somebody that I loved, you know? So it was my first boyfriend who was my first love. And I mean, and we didn't have sex right away. I mean, it took about like 6 to 8 months, I believe.
16.
Yeah. When we were dating, cause we started dating at like 15 and lost it like 16. So we waited, you know, a while, but it was always a continuous conversation, and we did things, you know, beforehand in order to prep for it. Like, we always were very careful. So I knew that like, who I was.
Did you suck dick then? Did you try sucking dick?
Yeah, I totally sucked. Yeah.
Did you ever do it before? Did you understand?
No, he was my first like guy that I ever sucked his dick. So I was like, I was one of those girls who was like,
salty.
I don't think it was salty. Because he's like a neat freak. Like, he's super clean. Like, he's really good at like taking care of himself. So he wasn't like a gross like 16-year-old boy. Like, he was.
But let's
like
be frank though.
Yeah,
the dick don't leak at that age, baby. The dick don't leak at that age. When they get older, they be leaking. You know what I mean? They pre-cum ejaculation, they be leaking. Cocktail leaking.
I mean, I don't ever remember it being tasting gross, but
what's that?
You know, but it was, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it was just such a, what I remember from when I lost it was like, we were just trying to figure out what position to, like, we didn't know how to insert it for some reason.
That was so awkward.
It was just so like innocent.
So fucking awkward.
It was so awkward. Okay.
I'm sorry. I think the better word is innocent. Excuse me.
It was innocent. Yeah. but it was cute, because at least we both were doing it together. Like, we were both losing our identities. So, and we loved each other and trusted each other so much. And I mean, and to this day, I have no regrets at all. Yeah. I'm like glad I like own up to the fact that like, you know, that works for me, that I lost to somebody. But I understand why you didn't want to lose to somebody. Like, there's no perfect way to do it. Just as long as you feel like you are ready. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And you felt that moment that you were ready. At my moment, I felt that I was ready. So that's important.
Yeah.
Did it hurt for you? And was it scary?
It was scary because, like, I had planned it for that night type of thing. So it was like a date night. So I was a little nervous, but I was kind of, I don't know. I grew up in a household where my parents were like dope and shit. My mom cussed a lot, but we didn't talk about sex. We didn't talk about a lot of stuff. So for me, it was kind of, I tried putting a lot of shit in any hole I could find with anything I could find when I was a kid, just because, I don't know. I found porn really early. And I just wanted to explore that because nobody had talked to me about it. So I was like, well, nobody talked to me about this. So I want to see, I'm curious. And if I have a curiosity, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to look into it. As long as I'm not hurting anybody, I'm going to look. So I looked. And so I just tried kind of playing around. And I think that I somehow obtained a dildo. And
somehow
I tried putting it up.
Somehow obtained a dildo?
Girl, I think one of my friends gave it to me for my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a teenager. But I decided to try it. And I was like, oh hell no, that ain't going in there. That ain't going in there. You know,
yeah,
but with a person, they hurt. Yeah, they still hurt to this day for me. With a person, it wasn't painful necessarily, but it just felt different, like very weird. It maybe hurt for a moment, but I ripped my hymen like years ago doing Tybo, so I don't know.
Yeah. Did your cherry pop the first time?
I ripped that shit already. I ripped it kicking.
I was going to say, I did that too. I explained that in my last episode, but we have to get into it.
Oh.
All right. So that leads us to our next question. I don't know how, but it does. Just somehow leads to the next question. So number two is, do I have to go through a hoe phase?
I'm going to let you answer that first.
I already feel like I know your answer.
You already know my answer.
Yeah. I think you say yes. I feel like, I don't think you have to. I mean, I think maybe some of us have to. I feel like I personally had to. Mm. You know, that's a personal question. But I really do. I mean, there are some women out there who feel like, you know, they don't care to. It's not something that's in them that wants to do that. And like, and that's fine. I don't want to represent like, you have to be a hoe. You have to go through this phase. Like, something that you feel like you really want to go through, like you want to be liberated with sex, you want to explore, like, do that. No shame. But it's also no shame for those who are kind of like, I'd rather not. It's okay.
Touché. Yeah, you know?
Like, we're all different. We all go through our own little journey. But yeah, so I don't think that you have to go through a whole phase. But, you know, if you do and you went through it, then you personally have to go through it. I personally had to go through it.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. I was there for a while. Reason being is I do believe everyone's path is different. I'm going to be very fair about that. So I completely agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. However, from someone who, from someone who was always faithful, loyal, all the things, like, I played the game correct is what I thought. You know what I mean? Like, right. All the things that they put out there about all these gender roles and shit back in the day, I played both sides, yada, yada. And to be very, very real, I played the good girl role and I didn't get the feelings that I wanted. I didn't figure out what I know now. So I wouldn't even call it a hoe phase. I would call it maybe a curiosity phase, because when I allowed myself, before I had this guilt and shame around allowing myself to be a hoe, and or AKA a hoe could also be, a hoe could also be typically put as somebody who's free in a way to feel themselves. As long as you're being safe, not hurting yourself. Exactly. I think that everyone heals differently. And I think that sex is a very large healer and you can figure out a lot of shit through it. So, and then when I released that later in life, I didn't do that at like, I did it in my yield years of 21, you know, I mean, near-ish, but it was 25. I'd been living on my own for a while. I'd made the choice to move across the country. And I was like, you know, I'm moving across the country. Nobody fucking knows me here. I'm going to reinvent myself. Who do I want to be? Completely me. And so I went there and I was like, what is completely you like? And I was like, oh, I don't know, because you know why? I know how to make myself bust a nut. Is there any other ways? Maybe somebody else can help me with that. And then I'll know, because I knew I was getting near wanting a relationship and I knew that the timing was getting close. So I was like, I want to get married someday and I may not have this again because I know he's near. Like, I could feel that that was near. I'd been writing my list for years and years and years on who I wanted. So I felt that his ass was near. I was like, bitch, you better do it now. And I'm so fucking glad I did, you know, because had I had not, all I would have been was the good girl that was loyal and faithful and in a relationship or was just a one-time thing. And I wanted to try all the things in between and above and whatnot. So I think
I agree.
Yeah. So I think there's two sides, but I don't think it needs to be called a hoe phase anymore. Maybe that's what, because it sounds like the both of us are saying the same thing. But I think it's not.
But everyone has their own definition of their own hoe phase. You know what I mean?
Touche.
Like everyone, I think it really just matters what a hoe phase is. It's just like just an exploring phase. You know, where you're like, it's you're kind of unsure. I feel like you when you go through that phase, you're very unsure of what you want, of what you like, and you're just having fun. You're not taking things so seriously, and like, so you know, with my hoe phase, like I felt like. I was like, damn, I gotta be a hoe. Like, I really want to explore. And I did, because I was someone who, you know, like, was very adventurous. And then I think through my hoe phase realized, oh, I don't really like being a hoe. I was like, I'm not good at this. And I don't think I should lie to myself that I'm good at being a hoe, you know? So,
I understand.
You know, I don't know.
I had to stop. I became, like, pro-hoe, you know?
Yeah, I had to stop because I was just really bad at it. I just kept And I'm like, Steph, I think you want a relationship, and that's okay.
We've talked about this, and I'm always like, shut those off for a minute. See how you fail. See what happens.
This is just
you know.
Like,
I feel you, but we need people. Like, everybody needs different types of people that function different shit. You know,
right?
But it's to be honest, though, I never thought that I'd be the person that would have done what I did.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
No. No. I mean,
aren't you glad that you did it though?
Yeah, because A, the stories are fucking ridiculous, and B, I wouldn't know what I know now, and
right.
I mean, there's some stories where I'd like to take them back, but
I feel like, it's kind of like a soul-searching experience. Like, I feel like you kind of, like, let shit out of your system, you realize just what you like and you don't. And I feel like now I'm at this point where I'm like, I don't really feel like I need to get that out of my system. I'm like, I'm kind of already right out.
yeah.
So ready.
I mean, I could go either way. Okay. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. So next one.
Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time, and I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
Is there something wrong with me if I have never had an orgasm?
No, bitch. Are you joking? No.
I can contest to that because I really struggled for so long.
Yes, you can.
And I've struggled so long with getting orgasms and I was never able to like get one. And I finally and that's the thing. It kind of went with my whole phase was like for me, like I had one dude who was like, all right, let me help you like learn about your body.
I remember. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he, you know, lended me his dick and I would.
We call those jungle gyms, boo. That's the hashtag. Hey, Jim. You want to do
it? I mean, I ended up getting my heart broken, but in the meantime, I was having a good ass time. I learned how to fucking orgasm. So,
what's
it? I mean, I ended up in tears and heartbreak.
Oh my God.
I need to leave me off of Instagram, but I'm okay. I'm living, I'm striving.
I love it.
I'm here for you, so we're good.
She's living, yeah.
But now I'm coming, so that there it is.
What's up, girl? That's the thing.
I'm actually not, because I haven't even had sex in so long. But if I know
that doesn't
I
mean
again, if I know, but if I had sex again, yeah. I know what to do.
For real, for real.
It doesn't mean.
It doesn't mean shit, bitch. Pop off one, you know. Pop off one.
Okay, next one. How to feel comfortable taking your clothes off in front of him. How do you feel, how do you get to, you know, get comfortable to take your clothes off?
You want me? Let me go. Okay, because this is something I've struggled with for a long time. Let me go. So I struggled for quite some time with this. And then I just decided to stop because it's not that easy. I'm not saying it just takes you to stop. Just decide. No, blow smoke up my ass. You know what I mean? Yeah. So for me, it's a practice. It is a practice. And to me, you have to start with getting comfortable taking off your clothes in front of anybody. You have to start taking off your clothes in front of you. This is why we talked about the masturbation thing, because you just have to get to know your body. I'm not saying that's easy. It's painful. there's a lot of things in my body where I'm like, ooh, that feels very weird. Or there's a lot of things in my body to get ratchet, but I know everybody else can relate, where you squeeze a pore and you're like, what the fuck came out of there? Why is that coming out of there? You know, is that an ingrown hair? Like, what's coming out of it? What is that? So it's just things. That's the only way I figure stuff out. So I think you just have to, I'm very large, and I told you this, I tell everybody this. Girl, if you're uncomfortable in any way, buy yourself some lingerie. Doesn't matter what the fuck size you are.
Oh yeah, I do this too.
Yes, buy yourself some lingerie and just fucking sit there. Sit there, get a, you know, get some cocktail or like a wine glass of juice. I don't care. Get something that's fancy. I personally drive around in some lingerie and a trench coat, bitch, or something, and with a little bit of weed on me, go sit by the water and just drive around because my windows are tinted. And it's nice to know that inside my car, it's just me and I know what I'm wearing and I could crack it open and no one else can see anything, but I know. So if somebody looks over and they catch a peek, I'm like, what's up? Back.
What's up? You know? What's up? Do you really do that? It's that's like, amazing.
Oh my God. I've been doing that for years. I've been doing this since 24. That's no hilarious. Shit. Like I have the photos on my laptop. I take photos during just to remind myself, not of me, just like I'll take one of like the steer if I like my nails, or like of the steering wheel on my nails, and like the pantyhose I have on, and the coat I have on underneath. I don't show anybody; they're just for me. I'm never gonna post them or anything like that because you know, it's not that I'd be embarrassed. That's the whole point, is to get unembarrassed. And then I decided to sit and just sit in the apartment in lingerie. But then, hard parts. If you've ever tried eating in front of a mirror. Or eating in lingerie. That's really fucking hard. Yeah.
That is really fucking hard.
I can do all of them now, but back in the day I was, and I would sit there and like look down at my stomach and be like, dang it, I just put this away, and then I would not feel like finishing my food. And now I'm like,
yeah, I'm still struggling with that because I'd like look at my gut, I'm like, oh, this quarantine baby.
I know, but bodies fluctuate and you have the power to do whatever you want. You know what I mean? So to me, you're enjoying life, you're well and able enough to eat well. So everybody's body is different. Shit fluctuates so much. As long as you're not unhealthy, you don't have heart problems or something like that. Right. Fuck it, dude. So many people these days are coming out and everybody's body is different. Thank fuck. Especially all these models. So this is not the time anymore. That's why I'm like, ladies, get cozy. There's actually sizes for all of us. Because back in the day, us growing up,
no,
I had that YMI jean. My butt crack was hanging out all the time because my pants did not fit over my ass.
Right.
And nowadays I got all this high-waisted shit. I'm like, where were you when my butt crack was out?
I know. I was like, back in the early 2000s, we had these low-rise jeans. I mean, thankfully I was like really thin back then, so it was fine.
Oh, I was bigger.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was thin. Like, every time I look back at photos, I'm like, fuck. It's sad, but it's okay. As far as like having sex with a guy and like taking my shirt off, I feel like if I'm not able to take my top off in front of the man I'm sleeping with, I probably shouldn't sleep with him because he's
that's
not
what I'm saying.
Comfortable. Like he's not making me feel sexy. He's clearly like, because I feel like if they're really into me and to this, like if they won't care if they're not into this, like get the fuck out. You don't deserve this shit.
And ask for verbal confirmation if you need it. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're stripping down and they don't say anything and you just need to hear that they want you, ask them. There's nothing wrong with that. I do it fucking all the time. I'm like, do I look okay? Do I look sexy? Do I look cute? No. You know?
Yeah.
I just want to know. And even if he doesn't think so, he'll say yeah, you know, or whomever. That's why I'm like, I just think, just take your shit off. Because remember the first time actually that I met Rick, I think it was the second day that I met him, I was like, we should fuck, you know? So that's the only reason why I went on the date. But at the same time, the next day, I was kind of nervous to take my clothes off in front of him because I had just lost a bunch of weight. I'd moved to New York and I was walking everywhere. So I wasn't really sure. And I mean, he wasn't the first person I slept with at that time after losing weight. So, but it was somebody that I was connecting with and I was a little nervous because I was like, what if this is the make or break? You could either deeply connect with somebody or it could be complete shit. So this is it. And if it's complete shit, I'm going to feel like complete shit because my butt, what if it's me, you know?
Right.
So, but still, I remember there was that moment where I was super nervous and I wasn't that drunk at all, actually. But I'm a band-aid type of person. If I'm nervous, the first thing I'm going to do is go directly at what makes me really scared because I just want it over with. Everything else is easy.
Yeah, sometimes I just don't even think about it. I'm like, you know what?
Just take it off.
You're really into this right now. Take it off. Just get, you know. And then with you know, Morgan, my complicated little bae that I got right now, that, you know, I mean, we're, again, I've already talked about this in an episode, we're not fully together, but we still talk, and I mean, obviously, and we've never had sex, but it's definitely going to happen eventually, if we get together again, it's going to fucking happen, there's all this fucking...
Hopefully, bitch.
Moments, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And but I've expressed to him, like, we've gone to a really, like, comfortable place in our relationship where I told him, I was like, yo, my good, like, it's like, and this quarantine is really making me a little bloated. Mm. But it feels good to know that he's like, I don't care about that kind of stuff.
Most people also don't care.
They don't.
Especially dudes, like, but anybody that anybody's sleeping with, most people don't care. If they're to the point where you're gonna bangy, it doesn't matter.
And I feel like they really know ahead of time. You know what I mean? I'm not out here looking like a fucking, like, I don't look slim. Like, you know that I got something on me. So, like,
most people look better naked anyway. So that's why I'm like, yeah.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. Just do it. Just feel the fear. Do it anyways.
They know what they're getting themselves into. It's not like they're going to be like, whoa, you don't look like Kim Kardashian under here.
And confidence is super sexy. That's the only reason why I got by was because I just had confidence because I was the one calling the shots of like, hey, I think we should definitely have sex right now, you know? And then it was kind of, yeah. Well, confidence really is sexy because somebody that's not afraid, I'm down.
No matter what you look like, thin, thick, whatever size, if you just have the confidence, they will fuck the shit out of you.
That's it.
So, all right, next question.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with, and this kind of goes back to our last question, have you ever had sex with a man and he made fun of your body and sexual performance? Leave him, sis, if he does.
Right. I'd be like, we get...
No, that's never, it's never happened to me where they've like called, like, I know that like I have a mole on my back and they'll call me out on my mole at times, but I'm like, whatever, it's my mole. But like, thankfully I haven't came across that. But if they do say something, they're fucking rude. And just like I said, they know what they're getting themselves into if they're going to have sex with you. Like, what the hell?
I don't know. I've had some weird experiences.
What do you mean?
I haven't had somebody tell me that my body was necessarily weird or bad. I'm sorry, I'm moving around. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Just get cozy.
Haven't been told, thank you. I haven't been told that my body was weird necessarily, but I don't know. Back in the day, I just, like, my body was very potent smelling. And this is also before I was vegan because I'm just allergic to a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. So I've been told, like, I don't know. Maybe I should say I've been self-conscious about certain things, mm-hmm. about like what my body looks like. Or if like after you're banging and you go to the bathroom and you're like, you figure something out. You got like toilet paper still up in there or something.
Oh my God, have you ever had toilet paper stuck in there? Bitch. Okay, I've never told anyone this ever. Okay, I've never told anyone this ever. This is the first time, and I'm actually saying it on here. I don't give a fuck.
I'm so excited.
One time, this dude was, like, hitting me from behind, and I'm, like, looking back at it, like, yeah, And then, and I'm, like, yeah. I see him, like, get something out. Like, he was, like, looked. He, like, got something. He looked at it. And I was, like, a piece of toilet paper. So I was, like, whoa, I didn't fucking wipe properly, I guess. So now I'm so subconscious. Like, anytime I have sex with a guy, I have to shower. I have to make sure I wipe down there. Like, I can't. Like, that was so traumatizing. Are you okay?
I'm mortified for you. I'm like, I'm having a bit of a hot flash. I had to sit down. I was standing, and now I'm having a hot flash.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, I felt like such a nasty bitch. I was like,
Oh, girl. But
it's, I mean, he kept going. Like, he never mentioned. Okay. Like, he literally didn't seem like it bothered him. He was just like, oh, whatever. And he's a super cool guy. So, I mean, who knows? But he played it cool. He didn't, you know, make me feel weird. But he definitely caught it and threw it out and we kept pushing, we kept going. So
oh My goody gumdrop. That's the best story. I'm sorry, I gotta put my hair, girl. I'm having a hot flash.
Yeah. But no one's ever just like said any feedback, like negative feedback about your sexual performance.
No, but to be real, I've had much better. Hot flash. One of the relationships I've been in, he was gay, and so I felt like he definitely wasn't into my body. So I was like, what the fuck? So I would like cry on the couch and shit, but he wouldn't say anything. So, but I don't know. It was difficult because he had his own sexuality battles and whatnot. So it wasn't good. And even to this day, like until this relationship, and that was when I was 19, I'm 30 now. Until this relationship, that was kind of trashed until I discovered it on my own at 25 and whatnot. But then getting into a relationship and practicing that with somebody, it was really hard from that. So it's hard to deal with having your body image trashed, but you really just have to do a lot of self-love to come back up and,
right,
you know, wear the lingerie.
And to be fair, it wasn't you, it was him. He was gay, so had nothing to do with you.
No, not at all. So that's why I was like, nah. But it took me a while to realize, you know, and then I had to take myself out of the situation of like, oh, this isn't about me, never mind. But it did trash my body image, and I've told him that before, and you know, he apologized, it wasn't his intent necessarily, but it did happen, it did suck, and you really just have to like work your way back up to it. It took me a while, a long time, and then I just started taking the shirt off because I'm like, what the fuck, I'm already here, I'm about to get some dick, what am I gonna do, not take my shirt off?
Right,
yeah. And then I got older, and now I'm having these fucking hot flashes and shit. I'll be trying to get down with these goddamn hot flashes. I'm like sweating. I'm just sweating. I'm like, sorry, bruh. You know?
You're right. Just sweating.
I'm just fucking sweating. I don't even know.
All right. Sweating so for no next damn reason. Question.
Yeah.
How do you ride a dick? How do you do it? Because I've actually like asked a few friends, like, when you're on top, like, what do you do?
And good question.
Yeah, like everyone kind of does it a little differently. Like, what do you do?
I'm like a feet clasper. So when you're like on the top and you're sitting up, right? So you're like on your what are those?
And so your feet's just like,
No, so you're on your shins, like you're on your shins and your shins and your knees, and you're on top of the D, you know? And then if you lean forward a little, your feet will kind of kick up into the air, right?
Yeah.
So then you're kind of at like a V with your feet in the air. And then if you put the feet on top, the top of your foot on the back, on the top of their thigh, and it's like, and then you could get some fucking gauge, bitch. Like you can get in there, and then all you have to do is just like smack, smack, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But that's just something. Yeah.
Okay. That's how you do it.
For me, because you can choose a pace.
Right. I feel more in control when I hold them down.
Yeah.
And I'm like this. And my tits are in their face. I can't believe I'm doing this right now. And my
might
tits
as well.
And your mom are in this face. And I just like, I literally, yeah. And I like.
Yeah.
But and I'm like holding them down. Like,
yeah. I've seen in the porno where the girls will go flat on their feet. And I'm like, nigga, I got way too much body for that.
That's heavy. Yeah. But I feel like that looks weird when they're just sitting flat on their feet and they're like.
It looks weird, and my boobs are way too big. They'd be like just hitting right now, me. Girl, they'd be hitting me in the face. I'm not in the mood for all that. I got a job.
Yeah, no, my body's way too like thick for that. I gotta hold you down. I gotta really.
Yeah.
It's a workout. Like I'd be sweating.
It's a workout. I do. Sometimes I gotta have the fan on.
Yeah.
Sometimes I gotta have a fan on. Yep. But you know. Also, if you go reverse as well, that's not too bad. And especially if you're trying to put in some work.
Yeah.
Because then you can make whatever face you need to do. So if you're doing a workout, you'd be like.
Yeah.
You know, just like breathing it out. Yeah.
But I like when they kind of have a little bit of help too. So while you're doing that reverse, they can definitely be like.
Yeah, they help you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, thanks. I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I'm like, I needed that.
Thank you. I'm getting so sleepy. Oh my God.
Or sometimes like I'll lean back too. So like, I'm not just always like this, but I'll like lean back and I'll just, you know.
Sometimes.
But like that.
It just like.
Depends. It honestly, every dick is a little different.
Every dick you got to work a little different.
A little differently. So.
Yeah.
Just depends. And I also haven't sex in so long. I feel like, can I even do this anymore? Like, am I still like. I still question if I like
literally like riding a bike.
I know, but I like sometimes I express that to Morgan where I'm like, you know, it's been a really long time. I feel like I'm losing my virginity all over again, where I'm like scared of the dick, where I'm just like, what if I'm not like that good?
That's fair. Yeah,
I don't know.
That's also, very
like,
real.
I feel like he's like, I can tell he's like a freak. You know what I mean? Like I can tell like that boy like does some nasty shit, you know? And I'm into it, but I'm also like, I feel like innocent a little bit. I'm like a little like,
okay. That's what we all say. And then we the first one's like, spit on my face.
I know. And he was like, I feel like your sex life was a tad bit boring. And I was like, I mean, I thought it was kind of fun, but fuck you. Like, yeah, we had this.
You could definitely spice it up, man.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Because I told him I've never had balls in my mouth before. And he was like, who the fuck? But I was like, listen, I don't just, like, I've been single for so long, and these guys were such assholes. I wasn't about to get pet, like, that many dudes. I was like, you don't deserve that shit. So I haven't really done practice, you know?
A ball sock is an intimate like a thing. That's an intimate thing, nigga. I'm not trying to suck on your nuts. Especially, I don't even know what them nuts been. You kidding me? Let me at least get to know a few things about you. And I'm not saying I haven't done it. I could have. I may not remember clearly, but I don't.
I know. But I told him today, the first like ball sack that I'm gonna put in my mouth, and he felt kind of special about that. He's like, you know what? I feel really good about that. It's like, okay. He's like, I feel special.
Yeah. You should. That's a nice gesture to do.
Exactly. So anyway, apparently
they like that.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever farted during sex?
Oh my God. Yeah. And every time I can't not laugh. Like I'm that bitch. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you know,
I can't remember a vivid time, but I feel like I know there was a time, but I just played it off. Like it didn't happen.
Yeah. Most people do that. Yeah. That's why I just decided to acknowledge it one day. Cause I was like, fuck this. I know you heard it. I know you heard it. You know?
Does this ever happen to you? Did we talk about this? Was this me and you? Where, okay, when you're, like, having sex and your guys is, like, top, like, it's, like, super sweaty and, like, every time it hits, it, like, makes a noise, like a pop noise.
Dude, the suction.
The suction of the bellies. Yes, the belly. Yeah. Does that ever happen? Because that happened to me with this one dude. Yeah. It always happened. Every single time we would have sex, that suction sound happened all the time. And I'm like,
yep. This has inspired me to use my core and I just suck that thing in a little bit. Or if not, that's why you got to have a fan on. So at least if there's a little crevice that opens up, you got to sit up every so often, get a little air in between there. And then lean back down again. But to me,
him and I both had like a gut, you know. So
what's up? Everybody does.
But it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of the nice thing that makes it a little intimate too, because you know what's happening, but you don't really care because you like them. So
right,
or you just kept like going. Uh-huh.
You just kept.
I think
going.
That shit's hilarious. Sometimes I'd be laughing, and he's like, nothing. Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it comes down to that I'd be laughing. He's like, what's so funny? I'm like, didn't you hear it?
But you're in a relationship, you know what I mean? Like,
no, this is before.
Oh, no.
And in a relationship, I'm like, no, this has happened.
This is pre-relationship. Okay.
This is pre-relationship and in relationship. And I just decided to embrace it and laugh about it. Because honestly, the person, there was a few people back when. Well, there was this dude that was laughing about it, so I started laughing, and I was like, ha ha, yeah, and then we decided to laugh about it, and then ever since then, I was like, whatever, if he like laughed about it, shit's funny.
That's so funny.
It is funny.
Okay, so next one, do guys care about how you taste? I think that's a question, I need to bring on a guy and ask that.
Do you? They do, I've asked Zoom before, calls, and
you're here.
Not all of them? I know, dude.
Yeah.
Someday, I think, okay, so I have to ask. There's a general consensus of, yeah, guys notice. Do they care? If it's something that's, like, unbearable for any person, then yeah, you know, try to have some good hygiene about things. But people in general, most people will notice the scent, especially folks that I have a very high sense of smell. Mm. So for me, I'm very critical of smell. And for real, the reason, a large reason, if not the only reason why I went vegan, besides being allergic to a bunch of shit, is because I smelled horrible everywhere, especially downstairs. It just, like, my poom poom was extra hot. I smelled extra, and I smelled extra. And I know this because I literally asked people to smell me, and I was like, bruh, smell my armpit. Does it smell? You know, I think I made you do it once at work, and I was like, do I think you smell me? Everybody does it.
Yeah.
But I've asked people remarks of, like, when I was vegan, or when I wasn't vegan, and then when I went vegan, just to see if there was any difference in general besides changing a diet for, you know, allergies. And there was a difference. People said that there was a difference. I haven't like had somebody eat me necessarily before when I was vegan, but I've tasted my own shit before because I'm trying to know what the fuck are people getting into, you know? And there is a difference. So, and there's a temperature difference. So for me, I'm conscious of it because I'm just very aware, and I can't stand my poom poom smell, dude. I can't do it. Right. I can't stand if somebody walk by me and they poom poom smell. There ain't no reason for that. Even if you don't have no shower, your shit is broken. It's okay. Take a little Filipina bath. Take a Filipina bath.
Take a bath.
Get yourself a bath. But at the same
time, vagina is always going to be, there's always going to be a little twang of a, you know.
No, nigga, mine tastes like rainbows. Mm-mm.
I mean, mine tastes fine, but it does have, like, a hint of vagina.
Yeah. I do think it's also, like, diet-based.
Yeah.
It's whatever you eat. What's up? Yeah. It is about what you eat. So if you ate something real ratchet that day, it's going to come out ratchet. It's going to smell ratchet.
Eat your veggies and your fruits. That'll help.
Hello. But I'm conscious and I don't use sprays or anything like that. No. I used to back in the day before because my
poop that shit bad. Like is not good for you at all.
I figured it out the hard way when I was a child. And then when I got older and I switched because I was allergic, I didn't have to use any of that stuff anymore. And now I can go like a few days and I don't smell that bad.
That's
even
good.
If I've like gone on walks or something.
It's that vegan pussy though.
That's it. Cause I've asked, I'm like, listen, I've asked during like what that tastes like, you know?
Yeah. All right.
And
next
plus
question.
Everybody's had somebody gun down on them and then they come back up and make out with you. That's how you know.
What? I always shebang. Do that. Oh yeah. I always do that. I'm like, I want that's them to make out with me afterwards. Cause I'm like, I want to taste my own brand. Yeah. I'm like, I need to know. It's like my making sure I'm like, okay, was I okay? Like, did I, you know,
What is it?
Yeah, and I'm just like, and I'm okay with it tasting a little like a vagina because I'm like, this is what you
I don't say, mind,
you know. But nothing, never anything that's like super like unhygienic. Unhealthy. Like, I don't want it to be like smelling really unhealthy. Like, it's okay if it you know tastes like
natural
vagina.
Is okay.
Natural is okay. It happens, but you know, and I'm like, it's a little twang, but it's cool. It's not
cool. But there's no pussy shame, honey.
Yo, so one time this dude literally ate me out after we had boiling crab, and he had no motherfucking
what's that?
We drank boiling crab. Yeah, we had boiling crab, and we drank a bunch of Fireball that night, and he stayed eating my pussy that night. So girl, he had no fucking complaints, so I think you're good, girl.
Let me tell you a ratchet ass story. You gonna die. I don't think I ever told you this. So there was once upon a time that me and, let's just say, this probably a dude, we were living together and we'd gotten cherries. Cherries definitely make you shit. So I remember we got a whole bag of cherries and we were driving and eating the cherries. They were so good. And I think we got two bags even. So then we got into the house and it was almost a full bag of cherries gone. And then we decided to bang you. Bruh, halfway during banging, I was like, ooh, my stomach does not feel good. And then luckily he was like, he just looked a little weird. And I was like, all right. He's like, I don't know, my stomach kind of hurts. And I was like, my stomach hurts. And he's like, I got a shit. And he just straight goes to the bathroom, is in there, just taking a shit. And I'm like, are you fucking joking? So I decided to sit there and wait. I'm like, oh man, I got a shit too, dude. So then I had to wait. This motherfucker comes back and decides to keep going. And I was like, seriously? I guess. So he kept banging. And then I was like, dude, you gotta stop. I gotta shit. So he comes out. I go poop. And then I come back And I think we tried again. And then after that, it was like, dude, I don't know. Like, my butthole kind of hurt.
Yeah, it was like, how do you keep, like, I would not be, like, wanting to, I would not be sexually aroused after that.
I was. I don't know how, but I was just, you know.
Really liked it.
I was ready to go.
The dick was that good.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got a lot of questions here. Looks like we might have to do a Q&A part two because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Answer a few questions. And let's see.
Folks want to know.
I know. How do you get over a good dick?
Oh my God. That,
I mean, this whole fucking show
is honey, how do you get over a good dick? Let me tell you. First of all. That dick ain't shit. If that dick ain't there, fuck that dick away. So what you do is you say bye, and you get yourself just as equally of tasty, if not more of a dick, because guess how many dicks there are out there? There's international dick, bitch. Go out there and get all the plethoras. There's international dick, bitch. Go to, I don't even know. Go somewhere. Shit. Go to Fiji. Get you some Fijian dick, you know? Get you some Fijian dick. I don't even think that's the proper term. I really don't.
We might have to fact check that.
Just leave it. It's okay. Luckily, I'm black and Filipino, so nobody. Nope. I'll be like, question me. I'm part of this struggle, you know what I mean? But still.
We've all been there. And I don't think there's necessarily a recipe for that. I think it actually just goes down to just, like, having good self-control. Like, you have to pull away that situation. And the only way to get over a good dick is literally time. With time.
Oh, I know it's so fucking cheesy. I was like, get after another dick.
I knew Joffrey was gonna say, like, just go find the next dick. The fuck?
Find the next swing girl. Let me take you out. Let's go. I'm the best swing woman.
But I've done that millions of times. Oh. And I will say, this is what my dad always says. Time heals all wounds. So listen to my father. Time heals all wounds. No, for real though, like, not to be hella cheesy. It takes time, it takes self-control. And sometimes you do need to hop onto the next dick. And if you don't really feel like doing that, step away. Maybe, like, just take a dating sex cleanse for a second and focus on you, you know? But just think about, like, in a year later from that dick situation, you probably won't even care. Next dick is probably gonna be better. That's it.
Let me put this simply. There's no dick worth losing your shine. Next.
Oh my God, that needs to be, like, on a t-shirt or tatted on you somewhere.
I'm going to get my friends to make it.
Brooklyn Therapy merch, maybe.
You're right. Sorry, I blew up my own lighter.
Oh my God, calm down.
I'm so sorry.
So, last one. We'll do one more and then we'll wrap this up.
Great.
Most embarrassing sex story.
Stephanie, I've been saving this for you for years. In the year something or 2 years that I've known you, I've been saving you this story for your show.
Okay, tell me.
I'm sorry, I did a me first, but I have to go first.
You have to go first. I saved that question for last because I knew there was a story that you had to tell me, and I wanted to just close this out with this whatever story that you have to tell me.
Let me take a sip. My hot flash has gone down.
Okay.
So once upon a time in New York. Once upon a time in Bushwick, New York. So this was my hoe phase to the max. And I was living in Bushwick. And I was tindering my fucking ass off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was to this point where I was like, I don't even fucking care. I don't even know your name. I don't even fucking care about this right now. I'm just trying to get some dick over here. So I don't even know your name. I don't care how tall you is. Like, let's do it. So I invited this motherfucker. This was risky. Me. I invited this motherfucker to my apartment. I don't know his name. I did not, like, I don't know what happened. But I remember, you know, pulled up.
Where'd you meet him?
Tinder.
Oh, Tinder. You invite him. First time meeting you was at your apartment.
Yeah, we just like had a conversation. I was like, so you want to get down or not? And he actually was like, yeah. So I was like, great, let's go.
Oh my gosh, okay. Then he came over.
Yeah. So he came over, and then I remember because he was trying to find a parking spot, and I was like, yeah, just park out there. So I remember he walks up, and I was like, this will work, whatever. So then we go, and I don't even know how this happened. We started doing things because I just wanted the D, and then I think things were getting there. It felt nice and whatever. His dick was definitely, this was cathedral dick, bitch. This was
cathedral dick.
This, let me tell you. So one of my friends, Sophia, had told me about cathedral dick back in New York. Cathedral dick is when you have a dick that looks like a cathedral. Like the head of it, it's not just like a helmet. Usually dicks have like a helmet to it, or like a bell, like a bell end. You know what I mean?
I'm
a bell end. But these ones are like, instead of bell end, they're a cathedral. So literally,
so it's,
you know,
like
when,
pointy.
So it's like pointy. So usually when you have sex with somebody and they got like a bell end head and then they entree, you're kind of like, you know, you get that kind of like breath away.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, cathedral dick, don't do that. It's a nice gradual like aperturing where it's just like a soft opening. And I'm good with a little like, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, I love the
first gasp.
Mm-hmm. First, you're like, it's gasp. You know so much about it. The first gasp.
That's how you do it. That's how you're going to do the rest of the evening. Yeah. And I did not have that. I was like, oh, well, that was gentle. All right. Okay. You know? And then he tried to, like, get into it. And I was like, yeah, let me get into this. And, of course, I was, like, picturing something else, the person I'm going to end up with or something. And I just wanted to get mine and get the fuck out, you know?
Right.
So I remember this motherfucker, we were into things. And, oh, man. I don't know what happened. I think I had smoked some weed and I drank a little, so my mouth was all dry and shit, and I had gum in my mouth. And this motherfucker goes, open your mouth. And I'm like, okay. So, of course, my dumbass just opens my mouth like, okay, sure. And he straight grabs my chin and just spits in my mouth. And I was like, oh. No. And no
what
shit,
the fuck?
I was on my back. So I had no, I wanted to barf. I was going to throw up, but I was like, you have dick in you and you're on your bed. Don't throw up on your duvet. So of course I was like, you better swallow that puke. This is a nice duvet. So I swallowed it. And then I was just like, thank God I have this gum in my mouth. That was a nice duvet, bro. I'm not going to puke on my duvet. I have to wash it. I got to go down the streets, New York, you know, it's no washer and dryer. So then, yeah. And I was so just like, that afterwards, I don't know how I swallowed that, and I don't know what happened after. I just kind of went like emotional blackout because it was just, I was like, you can't have emotions towards this spit in your throat right now. That went to the back of your goddamn throat. They hit the apple hanging back there. And
that is so fucking like,
that was,
I mean,
one of the most,
if that's what you're into, but like you were, no. That was just, oh,
I did not, I did
not from
ask
a motherfucking
that.
Stranger.
I did not ask for that, honey. I did not ask for that. I didn't. So to me, no. He's lucky I don't remember his name. I think he tried to hit me up a few years later, and I'm like, who is this? And I don't even think he said his
You're
name.
Like, cathedral
I'm like,
dick.
If you said, like, you're the one with cathedral dick, I'd be like, oh, well, you got to get out of here, whatever the fuck your name is. So that is the most embarrassing. And the next day, that was the most.
Did you lose orgasm?
Yeah. Of course, girl, I don't come to the party unless I come to the party. You know what I mean? Otherwise, if I'm not going to know your name, this is a guaranteed thing. Otherwise, I'll know your name. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right. You're not going to have this just for nothing.
No. So, yeah. Anywho, what's yours?
Well,
make it theatrical, dear. Make it theatrical.
I don't think it's theatrical. Well, mine was, I've actually said this on the, like, episode before. This was like a a while ago. So if you guys remember this, you will fuck your real one. But I'm gonna repeat it for y'all. So it was one night, it was a New Year's Eve, and I ran to an ex, and I was like, oh my God, he's here. And I was just like very heartbroken and whatever. And so this guy ends up texting me that I like went on a date with, like, I think like a month or two before that. And he's like, oh, like, what are you doing tonight? Like, can I come over, whatever. And I was like, honestly, fuck it. Yeah, come over. Like, I just was like, I was so like, I just wanted to just.
Well, how old were you?
27.
Come to the party, girl. Continue.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. Like, fuck it. Let's just come over. Let's fucking get this on. I don't want to think about my ex. Fuck this dude. So he comes over. I'm drunk as fuck. He's drunk as fuck. And, you know, I'm like, we get naked. We're doing a thing. And his tutti.
Cute.
Which is the Tagalog for penis, was not the biggest.
How not big?
I couldn't even feel it going. There was no even like, you know, like gasp. It was like, is it in there? Like,
not even a tickle, huh?
Yeah. And so, but then also he had a hard time getting it up because he was like so fucked up.
So oh, like, that's, I've had that.
So it's like he was trying to penetrate, but I'm like, I feel like you just poking. Like, I don't feel like anything's really here, you know? And so.
That's very real.
So what I did was I grabbed my dildo from the side of my bed. And I was like, do you want to use this on me? Because he was eating me out too, because he felt bad. So he was eating me out, and I was like, do you want to use this on me, like, while you eat me out?
That poor man.
That built like,
that,
that
could be very fierce.
His soupy.
Ooh, he felt it.
And so he's like, yeah, sure. And so, you know, he did on me, whatever. I didn't even finish. Something, it was just like, small. I just kind of lost the drive. I was kind of like, I just was not even really in it anymore. So we just stopped. But I remember in the morning, I woke up and I saw him like sneaking out of my room. And I was like, are you leaving? He's like, oh, I thought you were asleep. And I was like, okay. Nah. And I like went back to bed and he left, and that was I've never heard from him, never seen him ever again. I don't even remember his name. I remember his name once I had to think about it. Yeah. That's my embarrassing sex story.
Damn, Brad.
Pretty embarrassing.
I understand. It's not that bad. That's actually not that bad. That was not that bad.
Yeah. I think it was more embarrassing for him.
Yeah, definitely.
But it just wasn't,
you punched him in the dick. That was a gut punch.
Felt like an asshole. And then the next morning I was like, why did he just like leave like that? And
then, yeah,
I think, you know, the dildo thing might have been a little too aggressive.
Like, if you're in a relationship that's adventurous, if you're like a one night thing, it's kind of like,
I know, I was like, your dick isn't working, let me take
touche. She has said satuti ispini plus exut.
Satuti is skinny.
Satuti is teeny. Please get out.
Everyone who's not Filipino is probably like, what the fuck are they saying?
Were you Filipino today? Now you understand.
Yeah, satuti is skinny.
Satuti is teeny.
Oh my God, that was so much fun. Any last words before we fucking wrap this shit up, man?
I'll do it now. This is so much fun.
We should do a part two. So if you guys want to send any more questions, send them my way. I know there's a bunch of questions I didn't even get to. So sorry if I didn't get to it. We'll do a part two. If this does well and you guys loved it, let me know. And then do you want to plug yourself?
I forgot what mine is. I think it's just my name. It's an underscore J. It's double underscore J-A-F-R-A. underscore. But it's also a blue hair emoji of myself, but it's still a hair picture.
It's okay.
But follow me anyway. Follow me anyway because
she does hair. Yeah. Follow me anyway.
Follow me anyway because I'm a fun person. Don't you want to see fun time?
Oh my god.
Come to the fun house. I'm sorry, that last hit, the last hit. Really got me. Come to fun house.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. And also, this episode is on YouTube, so go to YouTube, watch it, love it, and see our facial expressions and shit. And I'll be back. Send me more questions. And the more questions I get, the more fucking Q&As I do. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that was so professional. Bye.
Bye.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.